This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You are so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Number two, time always flies when I'm in the chair for Joe Messina, Real Side Radio. I'm Dave Sussman, and if you would like to join us on our Facebook feed right now, you can find us at realside.com website, and you'll find the Facebook feed on there as well, or just go on Facebook directly and find the Real Side. There's a chat room on the website, and you can hang out with friends, make new friends as well, and you can also call in at 855-732-5563. And if you'd like to follow me, Dave Sussman, you can find me in a few places, Whiskey Politics, as well as The Dave Sussman Show on Facebook and our YouTube channel. Please follow us on YouTube at Whiskey Politics. Just do a quick search. And, you can also find me on Twitter at David Sussman. Now, I'm not prolific on Twitter. There's two primary reasons for that. Number one, life's too busy to spend countless hours arguing with keyboard warriors I'd rather not know or even care about, and two, I'm just not all that good at it, quite frankly, and I think this probably circles back to number one. I just don't care enough about most of these people. You know, much like golf, you know, if you want to become better at something, you got to put time into it. You got to hit the range. You got to, you know, hit those long drives. You got to do those small little layups and spend a lot of hours. And when I used to play golf, I was amazed at how much time I'd actually spend at the range and actually playing on a course. But in the case of Twitter, you have to do the same thing. If you want to be prolific on Twitter, you've got to be on it all the time. And I can't tell you how many times I go on Twitter at David Sussman. Selfish plug. where I see the same people just interacting with people on an ongoing basis every single day. And the goal for people on Twitter, especially political Twitter, and I guess I should relate this only to political Twitter, is that the goal, whether you're on the left or you're on the right, is that the whole idea is that you have to own people. You've got to own the libs. You've got to own the right. You've got to dazzle everybody with your brilliance and your ideology. And if you can't destroy them alone, well, then you got to round up the warrior herd that are following you and get them, sick them like a dog on your person of derision. Complete and utter annihilation. And that's what we're seeing right now. You know, in this last hour, we were talking with Dave Carter, and there really is a dichotomy between, you know, the internet and cable news and social media and how we're talking with each other in those forums and the way we're talking with friends at a cocktail party or on the golf course or at a poker game where politics isn't even an issue. We're getting along with people away from this medium that we're on right now. You know, the whole idea is if you are fully committed to owning people, own the libs, own the never Trumpers, own the right, and for the rare breed that can truly own others, this platform welcomes you and it invites you into this warm, dopamine-fueled embrace of likes and retweets. And it becomes addictive for some of these people. Your followers, again, they have these sycophantic drones that they're hanging on every pearl of wisdom, bad joke, insult, and thread, as if your fat Subway thumbs own the truth, you know, the cure that all ails us. So you post a political thread, brilliant. You share incessant pet pics or, you know, whatever. People are like, wow, you're the greatest person in the world. And for the most part, for people that were born before the 1980s, we're not getting it. We're lousy at it. I was called the other day a boomer. A boomer. First of all, I'm an older Gen Xer. Okay, I'm not a boomer, right? I was born at the end of the 60s before we landed a man on the moon. I am not a boomer. But if you're 25 years old and this is the only communication that you have known, I'm 50. Half of my life is internet. Half of my life is before internet. All right. And let's say the mid 90s wasn't exactly great internet either. AOL, dial up, modems. You know what I'm talking about if you were there. Okay. But for the folks that don't know life before internet, BI, this is the way that they communicate. And it's quick. And it's fast. And it's deadly. And my question is, how do we communicate with each other in the real world when there's so many people today that are only able to communicate like this? If you're watching me, I'm using my thumbs, looking down all the time. Some of the most prolific people on Twitter that I enjoy and I follow, they're tweeting every single moment of the day. Is this safe? Is this healthy? And quite frankly, is it good for our political discourse? So after the break, we're going to actually be bringing on somebody that I find to be absolutely fascinating, not just because of his Twitter prevalence, where the man has over almost 300,000 followers on Twitter. Everything this guy says goes viral fast. His name is Scott Pressler, and he is an activist who is absolutely on the forefront of turning hearts and minds towards the right. And what he is doing, unlike me on Twitter, who, you know, it's basically a pin fart in the wind. It goes away real quick. This guy is really making things happen. So stick around, because I think you're going to find this conversation to be absolutely fascinating, and it will give an insight into this machine that many of us are not comfortable with and, quite frankly, are not very adept at using, and how he's able to use it and change these hearts and change these minds. And he's actually being flown in all across the country to meet with people. They're paying for him. So we're going to be right back after the break with Scott Pressler, Dave Sussman here on the radio. It's Real Side Radio, sitting in the chair for Joe Messina. Stick around, folks. You're not going to want to miss this. We'll be right back.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you, whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard. Let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Attention GCN self-reliance listeners. If you've ever wanted an emergency solar survival backup system but were waiting for prices too crazy to pass up, this will be the most important message you'll ever hear. Bill Hyde here, and I want to tell you about a huge sale with historically low prices on our PPX microgrid system that's going to let you produce an endless supply of electricity off the grid. The clearance price is a result of the historic flooding we're having here right on the east bank of the Mississippi. Because of the flooding, we've had to move a lot of our inventory to a temporary location, and rather than move it back to the warehouse, we thought we'd offer the system at a price that might seem unbelievable if you didn't know the floodwaters backstory. So here's what you should do right now. Check out the PPX microgrid system at myownpowergrid.com. That's myownpowergrid.com. Over $1,000 in great off-the-grid gear and a ton of bonuses too. And the best part? You're not going to pay $750 or $500, $300 or even $200. Go to myownpowergrid.com to learn more. That's myownpowergrid.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You want answers.
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard. Till the day that he died, he wanted my mother, my brother.
And Dave Sussman back in the chair with Joe Messina's Real Sight Radio, 52 stations around the country and 3,000 satellite network. And, you know, I was just talking before the break here, and it is all about the reach. It is about getting the voice out. It is about turning hearts and minds in a way where we're not screaming at each other. And as I mentioned, you know, one of the most, I would say, one of the nicest guys online that hasn't fallen into this trap of sniping at each other, and somebody that is benefiting from the fact that he's got almost 300,000 followers, is a gentleman by the name of Scott Pressler. Scott, you're calling us from back east, and first of all, I got to thank you for taking the late hour on the East Coast to call us here on the Left Coast. Welcome, my friend. How are you?
You know what? I wouldn't miss it. I love all of my people in California and on the West Coast. So glad to be here.
Well, you like a lot of the people in California a lot more than a lot of people in California like California. Let's just say we got some issues. Okay, so first of all, tell us a little bit about yourself and your website. You started this incredible, you're a conservative activist, right?
Yeah, yes, sir.
So tell us a little bit about The Persistence. What is that?
Well, you know, I have to say, I never thought I would be living this life, ever. I never thought in a million dreams I'd be here. I had plans. I wanted to be a police officer. Actually, I wanted to be a Border Patrol agent, ironically enough. And I went to George Mason University, graduated from college, couldn't find a job. So I walked dogs and worked at an elementary school for a living. And it was President Obama who inspired me to become a conservative activist. Because, you know, I was one of those people. I just voted, but I never got out into my community. I never knocked on doors or registered voters or actually participated in our constitutional republic. So thank you, President Obama, for inspiring me. And, you know, I fell in love with politics. I went on to volunteer, and then I got my first job in politics, and I've been able to turn this into a career, which is great. So in my pursuit of defeating Hillary Clinton, which is one of my most proud accomplishments, I'm so happy that she will never be president, the Democrats were all about resistance, right? And they were about resist Trump, impeach Trump, resistance. And so I was like, you know what? That's all negative. That is negativity. That's hostile, antagonistic. I want to be positive and inspiring and motivating and encouraging, enthusiastic, you know, all those great things. So I came up with The Persistence. And actually, it's funny, the definition of to persist is actually to continue despite resistance. So it just stuck. This has been my hashtag for the last 2 years as I've helped to elect Republicans up and down the ballot across the country. And just recently, Dave, I created scottpressler.org. I wanted to take my pursuit of reelecting our president in 2020 to the next level. So on my website, you know, I talk about how I went from dog walker to helping to defeat Hillary Clinton to now helping to reelect our president. And some of the things that I'm doing, Dave, are, like you mentioned earlier, I'm literally spending my entire summer right now traveling across the country teaching, educating, informing Republicans how to get out the vote. Because we're not going to wait 3 months until the election in 2020. That's shooting yourself in the foot. We need to teach people now, engage people now, inspire people now in order to be successful in 2020.
You said on your website, 3 years ago, my life changed forever. A radical Islamic terrorist murdered 49 people at Pulse nightclub. In response, I came out as gay. The Trump community embraced me. We have to make sure the people coming into our country don't want to murder us. Hashtag Pulse. Let me ask you, where did you come from before this? What was your politics before this, if you had any?
I was always conservative leaning, but like I said, I was always just a voter. You know, I just was one of those people that would go to the polls on election day and pull the ballot, pull the lever. But then it was President Obama who inspired me to actually become active in helping to get out the vote. But I will say one thing very quickly before we go back to Pulse in that story is I think I was very much, even until recently, a baby in that Republicans and Democrats, for all intents and purposes, aren't that different. You know, my first vote was for Mitt Romney, and look at how he has turned against our president who's keeping all of his promises. I mean, excuse me, my first vote was John McCain. My second vote was Mitt Romney. So really, I voted for two Republicans that actually I kind of regret voting for because they so brutally attacked our president, who I so is beloved to me, and who actually does the things that he says he was going to do. So I hope there are more politicians in the future that are actually like our president, because I'll never forget the day that 3 days in to being elected, to being sworn in as president, he stopped TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership. And I never remember forgetting, Dave, that I was sitting there and I went, oh my gosh, he actually kept his promise. This is weird. This is so weird. So, you know, I was always conservative leaning, but now I'm really woke to the fact that we have to elect good Republican politicians that aren't of the globalist variety, that are actually the America First, pro-American values variety.
After the break, I want to get into some more of the politics and the actual details, as well as how you've just mastered the medium that is known as Twitter. But again, folks can find you where? Because you are prolific right now. You're being invited to speak to people all over the country. Where can people learn more about you?
You can learn more primarily at scottpressler.org. There's only one S in my last name. And you can also find me on Twitter. My handle is at Scott Pressler. Everything else is the same: Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Scott Pressler.
Yeah, and you're talking about Twitter here because I want to get into this after the break. You just informed me, because I was called a boomer last week on Twitter, okay? And I'm like, hey, wait a minute, I'm a Gen Xer, right? You just let me know, or it was Cody, you just let me know that if you're over 40, you're now referred to as a boomer on Twitter. Is there a place, old man country, whatever that's called, no country for old men? Are we just not welcome?
No way. I have taught little old ladies well over the age of boomer at Starbucks how to use Twitter. So in my book, I don't care if you're 16 or 60, there's a place for you in this movement.
We've got some great friends of ours on our side. One's coming up after you on the third hour here, John Gabriel, and he does really, really well on Twitter. So I don't think it's all of us, but some of us have adapted and adopted it so well, and you being one of them. And I want to get some of your secrets here after the break, and also what it is that you're doing by changing these hearts and minds. We've got Scott Pressler on with us right now, and I'm really, really excited about this, because what he's doing with the persistence is changing those hearts and minds. Dave Sussman here, Real Side Radio. We'll be right back at the, well, after the news and the commercials and the break. Stick around, folks.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House Oversight Committee votes to hold Attorney General William Barr and Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross in contempt of court for not handing over documents on the 2020 census. Committee Chairman, Maryland Democrat Elijah Cummings.
They both refused to comply with duly authorized subpoenas issued by this committee that require them to produce documents relating to the addition of the citizenship question.
Earlier, President Trump defended the inclusion of the question.
It's ridiculous. I think it's totally ridiculous that we would have a census without asking, but the Supreme Court is going to be ruling on it soon.
Back in March, the administration turned over 17,000 documents on the 2020 census, and Ross testified for nearly 7 hours. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more.
Well, this boomer's kids just graduated school, so we've got summertime. And congratulations to all those graduates last week, this week as well, across the fruited plain. Dave Sussman in the chair here for Joe Messina, and we are at Realside Radio. And if you are not in the chat room on Realside on Facebook, you're missing the action. Everybody is chatting and talking. Hey, Facebook friends, how you guys doing? And you can also give us a phone call at 855-732-5563. I am Dave Sussman, and you can find me at David Sussman on Twitter, Whiskey Politics, David Sussman. And, yeah, you know, listen, I go on Twitter, I read a few things, I learn what's going on in the news, I chat with a few friends on there, but nothing happens with it. It's certainly in no way am I what is referred to in today's parlance an influencer. But on the line with us, Scott Pressler is every bit of that word, an influencer. You can find him, Scott Pressler, the Persistence, on Twitter, 285,000 followers. I mean, that's there's A-list movie stars that don't have those numbers. How did you get to almost 300,000 followers, Scott?
A little bit of luck and a few videos here along the way. You know, if somebody, people reach out to me all the time and they say, Scott, how can I grow my audience? I want to reach more people. And it's so hard, Dave, because, you know, the big tech giants are censoring us. I've seen it. I've seen some of my tweets go from, you know, getting X amount of impressions to close to zero impressions. So one thing that I always tell people to do is, you know, on any given day of the week, something is trending all across the country. Monday motivation, Tuesday thoughts, Wednesday wisdom, Thursday thoughts, Friday feelings, Saturday morning, Sunday morning. So if you look at my tweets, I very often will use one of those trending hashtags in my tweets to reach more people because we kind of have these spheres of influence, right? So Dave Sussman and Scott Pressler, you know, unless you're more politically minded or radio minded, you may not see our work. However, if you're a regular, you know, teenage high schooler and you woke up on Saturday morning at 11 o'clock and you go on that hashtag, you're probably going to see one of my tweets because I strategically used that trending tweet in order to get into your home on your phone, computer, tablet, whatever. So I'm very big on using trending hashtags, even if they're unrelated. And some people are like, Scott, don't use the Indy 500 hashtag if your tweet has nothing to do with it. And I say, I'm going to do it anyway because I want to reach the most amount of people as humanly possible. And I think the other thing, Dave, is what I found in life is the biggest commodity that you cannot buy is trust. And I think people come to my Twitter because they trust me and they know I'm a man of my word. And they know when I say I'm going to write you a handwritten thank you letter that I will write 2,700 handwritten thank you letters. And when I say I'm flying to Jacksonville, not taking a speaking fee, and going to put on a Republican activism training. Well, I did go to Jacksonville. We had a packed event that needed an overflow room, and it was the biggest event they've ever had. So people come to my Twitter in part because I keep my word.
Wow. That's incredible. I mean, you know, somebody that is wasn't, I mean, you're not a politician, you're not a rock star or musician or anything like this. You've got almost 300,000. And so let me ask you, I mean, a lot of people is thinking to themselves, okay, the guy's great on Twitter, but what is it that he actually does? And a lot of people on Twitter don't do anything, but you do. You said that you do speaking engagements. And what I understand about you, and tell us a little bit about this journey that you're on right now. You actually get people to go door to door for different candidates on the right. Tell us about this.
Yes. So, well, to me, okay, so it's cool to have nearly 300,000 followers, right? It's cool. That's okay. But to me, that means nothing unless I can activate those people to actually make change, right? I don't want to just be another guy on the internet with all these followers and not affect change. I want to use my influence for good. I want to affect change in my community because ultimately my goal is to reelect President Trump on Tuesday, November 3rd, 2020. So here's one thing that I just did literally yesterday. I'm working on a project called Blue to Red, where I'm focusing on five strategic states that always vote blue in Democratic elections in the presidency, and I want to help flip those red. So I sent out a tweet and said, hey, let me know if you live in New Hampshire or New Mexico or Colorado or Minnesota, and if you would like to volunteer, comment below. I was flooded with hundreds of activists that hadn't participated in our process before but wanted to learn more. So one thing I've done, for example, is I've created a voter registration guide which teaches you how to register voters, door knocking, and other activism things that the average person can do. And for all of those people that wanted to participate, I messaged them the guide.
Let me ask you, what would you estimate the average age group is that you're working with?
I'd say the average age group probably is those boomers that you were talking about earlier.
Wait, real boomers or boomer me? Because I'm Gen X, my friend.
I would say boomer you / real boomer.
So old folks. Old folks.
Older, the people with time.
Are they finding you on Twitter then?
Yeah, oh my gosh, yes. Yeah, the people need to get this judgment out of their head that old people are not using Twitter. Older people are definitely using social media, and in fact, and part of it is because of President Trump. They wanted to listen to our president and have a platform without the media distorting his message. So, yes, there are a lot of folks using social media that probably wouldn't be.
Trump's tweeting behavior is very mixed, even among the right. What's your opinion of it?
I say, Trump, keep tweeting. We love to hear your message. We love to not have it filtered through CNN and Rachel Maddow at MSNBC.
I agree with that 100%. Until he goes on a tirade and you get 30 different notifications that Donald Trump has tweeted in the same hour. And it's usually at 4 o'clock in the morning or something. But no, I agree with that because obviously, you know, there is a bias in our media. There's a report that just came out today that said something along the lines of Trump news on CNN and MSNBC has been 90% negative. 90% negative. Even Fox News, which is supposed to be this diehard right-wing Nazi cabal, is 52% negative, 48% positive. So what is your opinion right now of the media? And you know, can we use a Twitter? Can we use a Facebook or other social media to divert attention away from the CNNs and MSNBCs of the world and actually get the message out?
I want to make this very clear. We are the new media. When I want to hear groundbreaking news that's coming out right now and to find out what's going on, where do I go? I go to Twitter. We are the media. It is investigative journalists, normal people across the country, taking out their phones and filming what's going on and posting on social media and alerting each other. That is the news. We do not need these big corporations to tell us what the news is, because we all know that they have an agenda. And we've seen, look at the viewership of CNN. Viewership is going way down. And please correct me if I'm wrong, Dave, but I think Nickelodeon even has better ratings than CNN.
I think Nick at Night, which is playing like 1950s shows, is higher. We just talked about this in the last hour. In fact, CNN's ratings are now down a third in just the last year. And I think in the last couple of months, MSNBC's dropped as well. I think a lot of people were very disappointed with the Mueller report, and they just wanted to go into their cave. They've been lied to for 2 years, right, Scott?
Yeah, they told them, Mueller is going to be your ticket to get Donald Trump. Oh, there is this Russian collusion. And when Mueller came out and there was no collusion, no obstruction, no nothing, I think a lot of people, I really do, went, wow, they've been lying to us straight for 2 years. So I think that's why in part the viewership is down.
Yeah, and it's not only down, but the trust factor is significantly down as well. Do you have, in our last minute here before our next break, do you have any concern, however, that we are too cocooned, that we're going too far into our own echo chambers?
Absolutely, which is why people always say, Scott, go to Parler. Yes, I am on Parler.
Yeah,
but no,
I am too now.
Look, I have to be able to reach people. If I only talk to the wonderful Dave Sussmans of the world, well, I may be talking to somebody that agrees with my point of view. I need to talk to people who don't agree with me. I need to be able to reach people who aren't in my sphere of influence.
Let's continue after the break. This is fascinating, and I'm really enjoying speaking and meeting with you. We've got Scott Pressler on The Persistence on Twitter. We'll be right back after the break, continuing, and we're going to talk some deep politics. Dave Sussman here at Real Side Radio. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Yeah, but after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me.
No.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
See, because I'm a boomer, I actually know that sound clip because I saw it when it came out in 1984, Ghostbusters. But, hey, listen, you know, membership's got its privileges. Dave Sussman here at Realsight, sitting in the chair for Joe Messina, and it is a delight to be here. I am enjoying watching everybody's comments on the Facebook chat room, realsight.com, and we're just having a great time here. We have, continuing over from the break, we have Scott Pressler, the persistence, the man who has somehow cracked the code, and we were just talking through the break here, Scott, how not only have you done this on Twitter, but you're also now on Parler, and you've just catapulted in just this last week here as well. I got to talk to you a little bit about social media first before we get into a little bit of politics. One of the issues that a lot of us have regarding Twitter or Facebook or any of the others when we start talking politics is that this is a world that doesn't exist based in reality. It's a world where phrases like cultural appropriation or white privilege or toxic masculinity, you know, are supposed to make us stop and think and reject ourselves. You know, we're so awful. And, you know, we've stopped paying attention, as a lot of us have, because we know that this is a relatively small group of kittens on keyboards that really don't have any bearing on our family, friends, and life. I want to go back to you and what you're actually doing by taking this, the lesson that you're doing by taking this to real life and applying it to getting people to go door knocking. Just real quickly, besides the hashtag, okay, how do you communicate with others on Twitter? How can we have a conversation without trying to outbeat each other up and get, you know, get folks to follow us on that way as well? Because I see you as a positive, not a negative on Twitter.
Thank you. Well, and that's the most important thing. I think you hit the nail on the head with two things. That number one, Twitter is not real life. I want to get that hammered into your head. Social media is not reality. Please understand that. That the majority of America does not care. Really. They don't. The majority of America is neither left nor right. They are center America. They are normal moms and dads trying to get their kids through high school and college, trying to put food on their tables for their families. They don't care as much about politics as we do. So please understand that. And then number two, I want to translate my following into reality. So when I went to Jacksonville just this weekend, it was awesome because not only did we have a packed event, but I said, how many of you here tonight are from Twitter? And I want to say at least one third or one half of the room raised their hand. And that to me is power. That to me is success because I'm able to inspire, right? Inspire through positivity people to spend their Saturday evening driving their car away from their family, away from their friends, to be there with me to learn how they can make a difference in their communities. So with me, you're not going to find me attacking George Conway. You're not going to find me attacking
Kellyanne's husband.
Yep. Yeah, Kellyanne's husband. No matter all the horrible things that he says, I'm not going to say it. I'm going to keep my message inspirational, motivational, positive, encouraging, enthusiastic. That is what is going to touch people's hearts and minds. Not all this negativity of the left, not all this negativity on the Democratic side. If we're going to truly win in 2020 and inspire independents and soft Democrats to vote us, we need to do that with a message of love.
Well, it's interesting that you say that because that is quite the opposite of what you see on political Twitter. And, you know, there's issues that really do get people frustrated and furious and angry, whether it's abortion or 2A or 1A, or as we were talking during the break, one of the things that you care about the most right now is the immigration, you know, the crisis at the border here. How do we have that discussion in a positive way before I get your, first of all, that answer, and then I want to talk about immigration with you. How do we have that discussion positively?
Well, that's very difficult. You know, sometimes, let me tell you what I do, and this is more of a somber, actually less positive tone, but the way that I reach people, the way that I reach across the aisle and reach into their hearts is I stand on a street corner with a sign that says 3.6 million black children in poverty. Why do Democrats choose illegal aliens first? And I don't only do that. What I also do is while I'm out there on that street corner, usually all by myself, all by my lonesome, either at 5:30 during rush hour or at 7 o'clock during rush hour, and on my loud horn, I'm talking about Americans that have been killed by illegal aliens. Sometimes people need to hear the truth. Sometimes we have to present the truth in a way that is going to reach across to people who weren't open to that. Because remember, Republicans and conservatives think differently than Democrats, right? Democrats, this is not a dig on them, and I'm not saying this malevolently at all. Democrats are more feeling, right? They are called bleeding heart liberals for a reason, because they think with their hearts, and there's nothing wrong with that. So if I'm going to reach a Democrat, my message to them is going to be totally different than I'm talking to a Republican. So when I go out on that street corner and I'm talking about immigration, I'm asking those questions. Why? Why are we not putting our homeless veterans first? Why are we not putting our suffering, our starving, our homeless Americans first? Why are we allowing people to come into our country illegally who some then are killing our people? That's all I want to do. I don't necessarily want people to vote just for Republicans or just for Trump. I want people to ask why and think critically and put themselves really firmly in that question and try to answer it. That's my goal.
So when somebody comes at you, Scott, and you're a really nice, nice guy, and they call you a bigot, a xenophobe, a racist, a Nazi, okay, because you want to put these kids at the border in cages and all of this stuff, how do you react?
There are a couple different ways. So I want to tell you a brief story about when I was door knocking in on the peninsula in Virginia. So one thing your viewers may not know is, yes, I am a gay man, and on the back of my car, it said gays for Trump. And I was out door knocking for President Trump right in 2016 before the election. And this woman came up to me, very hostile, very antagonistic. And she said, oh, I just wanted to come up to you and see if you were really gay because I wanted to make sure you weren't pretending. And I went, oh, okay. And then, you know, I was taken aback. I didn't know how to react. And then she said, also, I'm a huge fan of abortion. And what I do...
Wait, I'm a fan of abortion?
Yeah, like... Yeah,
I don't support, you know, pro-choice, but I'm a fan. Wow!
I think she wanted to shock me, right? I think she wanted shock value. She wanted to shock me. She wanted to see how I reacted. And, you know, sometimes when people are antagonistic, I don't go into persuasion mode. But something told me, Scott, you need to go into persuasion mode. She's clueless. She needs to hear some truth. So I said, you know, yes, I really am gay, if you couldn't tell. And I'm out here knocking for President Trump. And I went into why. And I poured my heart out because, you know, I very much wear my emotions on my sleeves of who I am. And I'm very emotionally invested in this president and in our country. I love America. I love being an American. And by the end of this conversation with her, probably 10, 15 minutes, she took my Trump flyer from me, and she said, you know what, I'm going to look more into this because I can tell your heart is in this. And it was just a beautiful moment because this woman who came up so hostile, I was able to persuade her into taking the flyer. And who knows how she voted. She still could have voted Democratic, but I touched her heart, and I made her think. Now, that's the good story. Let's go to a bad story real quick.
Sure.
So bad story. This happens very infrequently. So for those of you who are thinking, gosh, I want to volunteer, but I'm scared of violence, whatever, I've never been hurt, and I've only had a couple people yell at me, but here's what I do. So I'm out on the street corner with two friends. One of their signs says Hispanics for Trump. One says Blacks before illegals, and mine says, you know, why do Democrats choose legal aliens over the Black community? And this guy comes up to me. He's got his phone out. He looked like he was ready to hurt me. And I had my megaphone, and he was just going off, calling me a racist, whatever. So I give it back to them. When they're doing something horrible like that, I give it back, and I said, tell me, why do you choose illegal aliens over the Black community, which is true racism? So sometimes what I do, Dave, is I'll either strategically try to persuade them, or I will point the mirror back at them and show their true colors back to them.
You know, if you're changing, you're truly changing hearts and minds, and you're not going to get everybody, right? There's going to be extremes. There's 10% hard left. There's 10% hard right. But there's 30 to 40% around the middle, right? And you know this, okay, because you're in it. the elections come down to handfuls of districts in handfuls of states around this country. And if you can turn just a few points in those handfuls of congressional districts in Ohio's and Minnesota's and Pennsylvania's, and you open, have them open their mind, you have to have real open-minded people to begin with. That's how you win elections. So I think what you're doing is fantastic. Real quickly again, Scott, where can people find you?
They can find me first at scottpressler.org. That's one S in Pressler. And then also I'm on Twitter, Facebook, Parler at Scott Pressler.
Thank you so much, my friend. We will post all of your links and everything up here for you. Continue doing what you're doing, and we'll have you on again real soon. God bless you and everything you're doing. Follow Scott, folks, at The Persistence.